Wonderful Wednesday.
Now, just so I know, what separates this Wednesday and makes it wonderful? They're all wonderful, but what makes, why the designation?
I feel we all need a little kick in the pants today because really you look out the window and it's like pea soup.
It's so gray out and misty.
So, wonderful Wednesday.
I like it.
Midweek, we're over the hump.
Yep. We're back in our original workplace.
And you're over your hump, which is great. I'm glad you saw that surgeon.
I finally realized that it's hard to buy shirts with this hump, so I had it removed. I didn't have it removed. I had it rotated. Now it's in front. I got a front hump now.
It looks, you wear it well.
It's messing with my balance, though. I keep tipping over. I'm sure I'll get used to it. All right. So for the past week and a half or so, we've been broadcasting from a very, very small room here at WGN.
It's a side production studio. It's not the main one. It's an additional production studio. So in the world of production studios, it's pretty
standard
good
size.
Yeah.
But you and I have become accustomed to the finer things in life, the more spacious studio with the incredible view.
The Allstate Skyline Studio.
Yeah, the Allstate Skyline. So today, instead of being in a small room, we're in the Allstate Skyline Studio, and it feels nice again, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
We were too close to each other.
Yeah, way too close. Very uncomfortable.
We had to spread out.
Very uncomfortable. And we normally wouldn't be able to see the beautiful weather, but today, because we're back where we once belonged, we can look out and we go, hey, this is nice.
It's pea soup.
Yeah. All right. During the regular show, way before the bonus hour, Wendy, we were talking about things that teenagers probably have not experienced. We went through this, but they didn't. And Steve Bertrand in the newsroom said, oh, are you talking about the Beloit list?
Which, what did he say? He carpools with the guy, or he went to school with him, or?
He's got some affiliation with the guy who's responsible for this. So every year in Beloit, at the Beloit School, the Beloit College, they put this list out, and it's a way of saying, you're old. It's to anybody reading it, they go, these are things that you experienced, but now the kids who are graduating now, they don't have any point of reference because it's a different world, obviously. May I read some of them to you? And then we can moan along as to how we've aged so quickly, and it's not fair. So these are kids that will have graduated. They're starting school now, so they're the class of 2022, which looks futuristic.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? When you see it written down, you go, whoa, that's way, way off in the future, but it's not. It's just 4 years from now.
Okay, that is just freaking me out.
Do you remember a cartoon that ran for a couple of years called C-Lab 2020?
Yes.
So when we watched that in 1971 or 72, yes, that was so far in the future, you know, where they could have cities underwater, and we go, oh, that's what it'll be like in 2020.
I bet it will. That's only just 4 years.
I don't know if 2020.
But read the beginning before you get to the numbers, because these are the things that fascinate me.
Among the iconic figures never alive in the lifetime. Now, keep in mind, again, these are kids that are starting school now, this week, this month, but they'll be the class of 2022. So all these people that
college,
I'm about to mention, in college,
were
not alive during their lifetime. That list includes Victor Borge, Charles Schulz, and Alec Guinness. So even though in our heads we're like, well,
that can't be.
That can't be. No, those people all died more than 22 years ago, so out of luck.
And their classmates?
Their classmates include Madonna's son Rocco, Will Smith's daughter Willow, and David Bowie and Iman's daughter Alexandria. They
that
are
is
all
so
graduating
weird
now. Yeah.
So the class of 2022.
Yes, yes. All right, so when referring to them, they are the first class born in the new millennium, escaping the dreaded label of millennials. So everybody who likes to rag on millennials, the kids now who are graduating in 4 years, they're not considered millennials at all. Their designation is either iGen or Gen Z.
I've heard Gen Z because there was Generation X, Generation Y, and...
But Generation Y should be spelled W-H-Y, shouldn't it? Isn't it more inventive that way? I'm going to write that book. I'm taking tomorrow off, Wendy, because I'm going to write a novel called Gen Y, W-H-Y.
Well, are millennials after Gen Y, or are they Gen Y? I'm just so confused.
I don't think Gen Y happened. I think they skipped it. I think it went Gen X to Gen Z. I think.
I don't know.
There was a Gen Y? Was there a Gen Weigel?
Yes, but I like the way you're so hip, and because I'm like Generation Y, and I'm like, oh, a Gen Y. You're so cool.
I don't think
cool.
That, I thought that they were left out. I thought that they didn't use them.
I thought that's the millennials.
Yeah.
Generation Y is if you're born in the 1980s and 1990s. So primarily children of the baby boomers.
I'd like to see the children of the baby boomers versus the children of the corn. wouldn't you pay money to watch that? I would love to see that.
Can I just tell you, because I'm so confused.
You don't know whose label goes to who?
Hmm? Yeah, because I got to be honest with you. There are some graphs and charts that show us to be baby boomers, but not.
I don't think we are.
I don't either.
Born in 1963, I don't think we are.
Yeah, but I think we are. I think for a while, it's so confusing. Let me just put it. Because baby boomers, at first, we were like in the cusp between a baby boomer and Gen X was next, right?
Yeah.
So if we're born, I spelled it like Beyonce, baby boomers.
You spelled Beyonce like baby or baby like Beyonce?
I started writing baby like B E Y B Y.
It doesn't say.
I'm having trouble here. I don't want to take away. I guess it's the stream. We have time, don't we?
Yeah.
Because there are some studies that said we were a baby boomer, and then
were Beyonce boomers.
The youngest baby boomer turns 50. So we're in the boom. I don't want to be a boomer.
Me neither. Too much pressure.
The youngest baby boomers turned 50 in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest baby boomers. All right, this is old. I just want to see the years you're born that what indicates what age group are the baby boomers. They're between 1946 and 1964.
It never used to be that. They ruined it.
They're defined as being from the huge population increase that followed World War II and the Great Depression.
But that was altered because at first I think it ended originally like in 1961. And then somehow.
Yeah, they just.
Somehow they changed it.
Because, all right, here. The Silent Generation was born 1928 to 1945.
Oh. The Whispering Generation.
Baby boomers born 1946 to 64.
Mm-hmm.
Generation X.
Mm-hmm.
Born 1965 to 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And millennials born 1981 to 1996.
Why the need for these labels?
I don't know, but my oldest was born 1997, so what is he? What's after the millennials?
Philadelphia Eagle. For a very brief time, kids born in that bracket were known as Philadelphia Eagles. No one knows why.
So is it Gen Y, as you call it?
I don't think this is the first time I'm believing that Gen Y existed, because I always thought it was they had a Gen X and then Gen Z is as of now, but I thought they left that one out.
Gen Z. Post-millennials, please, they don't call
them
that.
That's a breakfast cereal.
No, those are post-toasties.
Post-toasties, I meant. I would rather be a post-toastie than a baby boomer. Put a little cinnamon on me. I think you got a good breakfast. Good hearty breakfast. All right, getting back real quickly.
All right, I'm sorry to take you down this terrible
channel.
That's
all right. So again, the class of 2022, when referring to them, they have always been able to refer to Wikipedia. Wikipedia has existed their entire life, their whole computer life.
All right, but it's wrong more than it's right.
Wikipedia?
It's really wrong.
It's flawed. But do you remember? I remember the first guy who told me about YouTube. I remember we had him on as a guest, and he goes, "Hey, there's this new site. You got to try this YouTube." And we went there, and he was showing me what it did. Like, for a kid now, well, YouTube's always been there. What do you mean somebody showed you? It was a new thing at some point,
I guess.
And eBay was another one. I remember being, because I've always, collected weird stuff, and I was at a show once, and somebody goes, "There's this thing that's amazing. It's eBay. You just bid on the craziest stuff. That'll never last.
Yeah.
They have grown up afraid that a shooting could happen in their school, too. That's the saddest one.
That's super sad to me.
We've talked about this before. I never, ever once went to school thinking there could be a kid with a gun at the school. Just impossible.
Never, ever crossed my mind.
There was a janitor, too, that we worried about, but never a kid. Investigative specials examining the O.J. Simpson case have been on TV annually since their birth. The O.J. Simpson we grew up with played for the Buffalo Bills, and he ran really, really fast.
Number 32.
The O.J. Simpson our kids know did not play for the Buffalo Bills and drove really, really slow. Totally different O.J. Simpson.
And if you are watching Who Is America with Sacha Baron Cohen, he... it was in the news that he scrapped the interview with Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
And yet they put, I can't remember what, I read it yesterday. She's in the credits, but evidently she...
For publicity or something, right?
Unintentional publicity or something like that.
Yeah.
But instead of ending the season with Sarah Palin, they ended it with OJ.
Yeah.
And it's... It's really uncomfortable because OJ is just putting up with things and laughing things off to try and stay involved in the conversation.
It's a pretty good get, OJ Simpson.
Yeah, but they're totally making fun of him, and he is...
He's laughing along with it?
He's laughing along with it and putting up with it. Both.
Because I've heard sometimes OJ has a short fuse. Not always, but there are you catch him at the wrong time.
I'm not going to give everything away, but let's just say that Sacha Baron Cohen's character says, "You're quite the lady killer."
Oh, no. Wow.
It's worth a watch. That's, it's probably on YouTube.
What a gutsy moment.
Do you know what YouTube is now?
No, I still don't know what YouTube is. Here's another one. Again, this is for the class of 2022, according to the Beloit list. Same-sex couples have always found marital bliss in the Netherlands. Now, I would leave that one out because I think it's a bigger deal that you can get married here in the United States, because when we were kids, that seemed like that would never happen in our lifetime, that a same-sex couple could
get married. But that's not right, because when did it become legal? Like 5 years ago?
A couple years ago.
Well, they were born.
So their point is that in the Netherlands, throughout their entire life, that was an option. But when we were kids, there was no safe harbor. There was no country where a same-sex couple could get married.
Got to be honest with you. When I was a little kid, I didn't know there were same-sex couples.
Oh, you didn't? No.
I didn't care. I just didn't know.
You guys didn't have like a family friend that you thought?
No.
Oh, I wonder if never? No.
I mean, how old are we talking? Like if you're 10?
When I was a little kid, there was...
You're smarter than any other human.
No,
you know
I'm not,
that.
I'm
and
not
ambidextrous being... and a national tennis champ.
A state tennis champ.
I keep giving you more credit than is due to you.
I wish you were right. Oh. I would love to be a national.
And skip kindergarten.
There was... Because I was ambidextrous. Back then, that was the test.
There was no one that I thought... I didn't know what gay was when I was a little kid.
When did you learn? How old were you? Recently?
Maybe high school? Maybe.
High school?
Maybe. Maybe not even. Maybe college. I didn't know.
We had, there was a family friend, very close to the family, who was a woman who showed no interest at all in the guys.
Okay, so that means if a woman doesn't get married, she's a lesbian?
No. She would take trips with other women, which again is fine. When she babysat for my brother and I, she would lock herself in the room and read my dad's Playboys. And we thought that was peculiar.
I've looked at Playboys.
She would lock herself in my parents' room.
Well, that's not a very good babysitter, first
Horrible
of all.
Horrible babysitter.
Because what if something happened? But I looked at Playboys because I, even at a young age, I was like, wow, someday I'm going to look like that. I'm still waiting. Quite honestly.
Wow. So I said to my mom one time, I think, and then this woman's name, I think she probably likes ladies more than men.
How old were you? Because there's
Four.
No... Now, please be honest with me.
I was
Ballpark.
In sixth grade. My parents went to Las Vegas. She babysat for us for 3 days. We didn't see her for 3 days. She locked herself in my parents' room with Playboys and just read all the Playboys. And also there was air conditioning in there and the rest of the house. We didn't have air conditioning in the middle of summer. That was fun.
And she wouldn't let you into the air-conditioned room?
We could go in there in the morning to shower. And then that was it. This was not the right person to babysit.
No,
for us, right?
But if I may just interject, a lot of times your mom would find some kid walking down the street who was older than you and ask if they had plans
that
for the
weekend.
That
happened several times.
That is so weird because she loved you guys more than anything in the world, but she was too trusting. What was it? Or she just wanted to go out with your dad?
She really wanted to go to Las Vegas. Or like when we would just have that, you know, that babysitter for a few hours. I don't know. I guess, yeah, that was the weirdest thing because I've told people this and they go, well, no good parent would do that. But my mom was a great parent.
She was.
She just, you know, they liked to go out, my parents.
And nothing would get in their way.
Nothing would get in their way. Excuse me, what's your name? Me? I'm Charles Manson. Yeah, would you like to babysit for my kids for the night? We're going to go see a movie.
We'll get you a pizza.
We'll bring you a pizza. Yeah. Manson was a great baby.
All right, so in sixth grade, you determined
in
that...
In sixth grade, I said to my mom, I think, and then the family friend's name, I think she likes women more than guys. And my mom goes, no. And I go, yeah, because... And I made my case, and I wasn't being judgmental. I was fine with that. Actually, not only was I fine with that, that even at sixth grade, my heart went out to her because I went... We live in a world where if you are...
Now you're
this
lying.
This is true.
There's no way
true.
In sixth grade we live in a world where no one's going to appreciate
sadly,
or accept things.
Her love is a forbidden love that
you
cannot
are...
be... It's true. I felt awful for her. And then...
Now I know you're lying. Are you really ambidextrous?
All the way through this woman's life, whenever I would bring it up to my mom would... She'd push her. Oh, come on! That's not true. And I go, no, it is. You have to know it's true.
But see, that's the weird thing too. I guess later on in life, there were some people, maybe friends, that somebody would say something, and again, your mom would just go, no.
Oh yeah.
Because either they didn't. It's not that they didn't accept it, but they knew.
It was hard for them to say. In so many words that could even be a possibility. Now, keep in mind, my parents also had friends that, you know, that were gay and came out and stuff like that way back then, back
really?
In the 60s and the 70s. Yeah, a couple of them. And they weren't, my parents were so fair to those people. And other kids were like, oh no, can you imagine something? Yeah, that's fine. Why would you look down on somebody for that reason? I would never in a million years do that.
If somebody does not make a sitcom based on the Left family,
why?
Because your life is so intriguing. Judy, get this one.
Judy
not
Pilot,
only
Judy
is
Pilot.
He, you know, ambidextrous and skipped kindergarten and
former genius.
I'm not saying he's lying, but I don't know that you can skip kindergarten.
I did
skip
kindergarten.
You could, but this is where I feel I caught him in a lie, Jude.
Ooh,
he said, and I quote, there was a family friend who babysat them, and it was a woman, and she locked herself in his air-conditioned parents' room and looked at Playboys all day.
For 3 days.
And so Bill said to his mom, I think so-and-so likes women.
But that was the tip-in, because there was other evidence. She never, ever, ever went on a date with a guy. She would always take these trips with other women. She would, like, if we'd mention a guy, hey, you know who's not married? And she would just go...
You know, none of those things are weird except locking herself in the room looking at the Playboys. Because traveling with other women, people do that.
How do you know she did that if she was locked in there?
Because
Mr. Left.
They were...
But this is what I got where I think he's lying.
All
and
right.
He will deny it.
Go on.
I you know what? I'm not going to put words in your mouth. Bill said this is about sixth grade.
Yeah.
And he said he felt bad at the time. Say this, because you're a liar.
My heart went out to her because in sixth grade, I realized that she's a person who is interested in the same sex as her, and she can't live a traditional life.
There's no way you thought that at sixth grade.
I totally did. I 100% did. Because I thought to myself, she was a very successful woman. She had a great business and everything like that. And I went, you know, she can't live an honest, like she can't. What?
You're not that nice.
I am.
Plus,
you had to accept it. You just hid it.
Well, in that day and age.
Yes.
It was. I can't believe you thought that way, because how anyone thought.
He asked me how old I was when I realized people were gay, and it was high school. Honestly, maybe even college.
Oh, wow.
Same here.
What? Seriously?
You know what? It wasn't on my radar. It wasn't like... I didn't know anybody who I thought was, and I didn't think they were.
All right. Is it possible then? I'm not saying 100% accurate, but is it possible because both my parents were involved in the arts to some extent, and we knew people that were they were not hiding it in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Yes.
He's telling the truth now. My parents would go.
Yeah.
But he didn't say, "Oh, it's a shame they won't be able to live a life like everyone else."
I totally get it.
Because those doors weren't open to me.
Me neither.
I grew up very, very, you know, much more conservative, middle class. Very middle class.
You looked at some of the animals maybe at the zoo? You don't think maybe? No?
If that existed, we didn't talk about it. My parents didn't sit us down and explain
right, so,
it.
So that was kind of the difference is I knew at that point a half a dozen or seven or eight or nine people that were definitely gay. And, you know.
They weren't hiding it?
No. No. So, because I saw that as that's a route that people take in life, I knew it existed. I was fine with it. My parents were fine with it. They would say, you know, Tony likes guys, doesn't like girls.
Oh, yeah. That didn't happen in my house. So,
I was shocked to find out Liberace was gay. Go ahead and laugh at me all you want.
Okay. I'm going to start laughing now.
All right. But back when he was popular,
yeah.
Was it talked about?
It was assumed by everyone, and he even sued.
Yeah, he sued and won.
Yeah,
but wait, because they said he was gay.
They hinted at the fact that he was probably gay, and he.
All right, so why do you find it so astounding that I didn't know he was gay at first?
High school or college seems like a long time to not know that gay people existed, doesn't it? You don't think?
I don't know, Bill. I mean, I don't remember precisely the moment I said.
But you're right.
Wow,
maybe
there's gay people out there.
Yeah, and I probably didn't Liberace again. I didn't even think about him when I was that age. I didn't think about it. I mean, I know now, but
I did a book report on Elton John. I didn't think he liked guys. I don't care that he does.
Yeah.
It just didn't cross my mind.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah, no,
I guess, even to this day,
I am very bad at knowing that.
Me too.
So you know, some people are like, "Oh, gay."
I have no idea. How do you even know?
And yeah. Usually they're right, and I don't... Yeah, I'm not good at that.
I can't tell
and even
who's
when
gay,
people,
who's Jewish, or who has a boob job, right?
And you
are
know
those
what?
My three?
Yeah, there are
That's
a lot of
four.
Flamboyant, for, you know, for, there's probably a better word, people, and they're not necessarily gay.
Yeah.
It's so I can't judge. I just, which I think is good.
People probably think I'm a lesbian, and that's all right. I'm not, but I bet people think I am.
You started that rumor, though.
You started it.
You look really good today.
Where's Mila Kunis when you need her?
The windows are fogging up. How did that happen? All right, let's take a quick break. More of the bonus.
I'm
going to
come on over there and give you a hug.
Oh.
No,
all right,
on.
Commercials quick, Jez.
Well, Bill, you taught him well. All the listeners like to mock me just like you. Mock, mock, mocking Jay, mocking Wendy. Somebody texted what? Liberace was gay?
Yeah, it's a shock.
Did you text that?
No, I don't know how to text.
I can tell you what, my parents would be, or grandparents especially, they would shoot down that argument to this day.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Well, everybody denied everything, but, you know, in sixth grade, only Bill Leff was thinking, what a shame they can't live a regular
life and have to
hide in the shadows.
I was a trendsetter. Did you ever see the HBO movie about Liberace and Scott Thorson with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon?
Yeah, I never saw it. I need
so
to
good.
See it.
You need to
Excellent.
See it. It's really so seeing that. And then realizing how unbelievable it was that he even stood up and said no
right.
and sued them and won.
Right.
It was crazy. He was so far out there.
Yeah.
Then did he come out?
No, he never did.
No. He never did?
No.
But, you know, the Matt Damon character.
Are you
character,
sure he was gay?
Okay, see the you got to see the HBO special.
The
Matt Damon character, not only was he gay, he didn't force him, but he... You know, urged them and paid for them to have surgery to look more like him.
I would do that to
That's
people.
Yeah.
I would make my
and
friends look
And the Matt Damon
like
character, so he went to prison.
Is that really true?
He wrote the book, I think, that this is based on. Yeah, he was his longtime partner in.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a lot of partners. It's not like you can keep that secret now. But
all
he,
way, way, way younger than him.
And again, it wasn't so much that he had to work hard to keep it a secret. Society...
Right.
Kept it a secret. Society was like, we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, just like we don't talk about the presidents who had affairs. That wasn't acceptable. So it was easy.
Right.
This listener learned about people being gay from Three's Company. Horny Jack got to live with the hot chicks because he told Mr. Roper he was gay.
Isn't that something? I wonder if that could possibly be a plot twist in a sitcom today. But that was
well, Will and Grace. It wasn't that the same kind of. I never watched Will and Grace.
No, because Will and Grace were openly gay.
Oh.
But on Three's Company, Jack Tripper pretended to be gay.
Genius.
So that Mr. Roper would allow him to be the roommate, or else he wouldn't.
Again, at the time, we were like you said, genius.
Yeah.
Wow. This concept is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I evidently went through most of my life with blinders on.
Oh.
And not intentionally. Right. I'm very naive and pure.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. That's fun.
There are a couple other words, but we won't say.
All right, shut up.
You're
like that too, though. I mean, we grew up in the suburbs, and your family being involved, your parents being involved in the entertainment industry, total difference.
Because
I never knew anyone famous or in the
make a difference.
Bill was definitely.
That's why there has to be a sitcom for the Left family. Just there's so many bizarre things. Like, seriously, his mom would grab somebody walking a dog and say, hey, could you watch my kids later? But she was a great mom.
Right.
But she trusted a total stranger to watch you guys.
Very trusting.
Was it her, the lesbian?
No. It was who, our babysitter?
Yeah. Just the one time.
It was a family friend who had been, I mean, she was a friend of my parents before I was even born. And sometimes when they would take trips, she would come and babysit for us. And,
why didn't you just wait till you were asleep to look at the Playboys?
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Gosh.
You tell me.
Thanks,
I've got more. Thank you, Judy.
Absolutely.
The heart wants what the heart,
wants,
which is Judy probably like.
What the heart wants. Right.
I have a tattoo of that on my back.
With your own face in the tattoo. I don't know anyone else who got their own likeness in a tattoo.
Like an arrow.
Oh, and you're making fun of Liberace for making his friends look like him. You have a tattoo of yourself.
Would anyone ever be bold enough to do that? What do you want on the tattoo? My face. All right.
Me.
We'll see how it looks. I have more from that Beloit's list, or should we move on to something else? I'm good either way.
No, we can do it.
All right, I'll give you a couple more.
Do you have to go, or can you stay for a while?
I can stay for about 5 minutes.
This
sounds
one
interesting.
Ties in directly to what we were just talking about. So if you're not familiar with this Beloit list, they do this every year, the Beloit College list. It's things that the graduating class of whoever the new kids are. So if you're starting now, you're the class of 2022. These are things that those kids will have a strange point of reference on because probably it didn't exist or it did nothing but exist in their lives. For instance, when filling out forms, they are not surprised to find more than two gender categories to choose from. When you were filling out any kind of a form when we were kids, it said M and then there was a box and F and there was a box. There was no other option.
What does it say? What is the other ones now?
Well, it could be TG for transgender. It could be, what's the other one I saw?
Because that LGBTQ.
Right, so
I didn't know what Q
lesbian,
was.
Lesbian, gay, LGB,
Bisexual.
Yeah.
Transsexual.
Maybe transitioning.
Yeah. And Q is questioning, which I never knew that right away. I was like, what's the Q thrown in there?
Yeah, I love when some people think they know what that Q is, and it's...
They think it's queer.
A derogatory.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I thought it was
what?
Questioning.
It is questioning.
It is.
It is. And then the T is for transgender.
Yeah.
I think you said transitioning. So.
Yeah. Well,
I said transsexual. I don't even know the difference. I'm stupid. No. I need to learn things.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, I didn't know it was questioning until many years later. And I just, you know, the internet is good for some things and not
right.
for others.
Yeah. The kids of 2022 will never fly TWA. They will never fly Swiss Air or Sabena Airlines. That one I'm not familiar with. I don't remember Sabena Airlines. I do remember TWA and Swiss Air.
Come fly me.
And a bunch of other.
Wasn't that TWA?
I think it was. What was the one that said, it must have been TWA, where they go, I'm Deborah, come fly
me. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So they would give you the impression, if you flew on their airlines, you had a pretty good chance with
Deborah
the staff.
With it. Mm.
Oh, that seems fair.
Maybe she was a lesbian and didn't want you, Bill.
there's a chance of that. Or maybe the fact that I'm three, that might have also...
Well, you were mature for your age.
Maybe that might have been a...
And the heart wants what
the heart wants. The heart wants, Wendy. You know that's true.
I love when your own things come back to bite you in the ass. It cracks me up.
Presidential candidates winning the popular vote and then losing the election are not all that unusual. Yeah, we've seen that a couple times recently, haven't we? The Prius has always been on the road in the United States.
They do. My kids do the Prius punch like we used to do slug bug.
Yeah.
They do a Prius punch. To this day, they've been doing it for years, and there are Priuses everywhere.
Yeah, it's a lot of punching.
They're constantly punching each other.
I've never even heard of that.
It's, you know, like the slug bug when you see... No. You don't know what that is?
Well, I do now, but
you'd see a VW bug and you'd...
smack the guy next to you.
And say, what would you say, slug bug?
Slug bug. Slug bug, the color of the car. Slug bug blue and a punch.
Okay.
Slug bug white and a punch. Yeah.
So now the Prius punch is just the updated
version.
Yeah. Boys are stupid. I'm kidding.
But a guy would rather punch another guy than be bored for a minute in a car.
I know.
It's more fun to punch your brother. And do it in a car. Don't do it on a bus because everyone gets mad
at you.
They do
it walking. They do it everywhere.
They do other walking?
Oh, they do it everywhere. There are Priuses everywhere
now. Of course. Yeah. The class of 2022, has never seen a Crosstown World Series. Now, in Chicago, unless you're 106 or more, no, when was the last time? Have the Cubs and the White Sox ever squared off in a World Series? They haven't, but the Mets and the Yankees did 20-some-odd years ago. So that's what that's in reference to. You've Got Mail would sound as ancient to them as Number Please sounded to their parents. You know how you'd be dialing the operator and they go, Number Please? That was just a recording. That's their version of You've Got Mail. A visit to the bank has been a rare event.
You go all the time, and you're wrong, Mr. Sports Celebrity.
When did the Cubs and the White Sox play?
1906. The Cubs and the White Sox, and you say you're a fan of both. The World Series.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Yeah. You see how he is? And I'm ambidextrous.
I wasn't alive in 1906.
I know, but you know a lot of sports trivia.
But I forgot about that because it's...
1906 World Series, Chicago White Sox over the Chicago Cubs, 4-2.
So the Cubs, the Mets and the Yankees played one in the 80s or the 70s, does it say?
I don't know.
I think it was the 80s.
You have a computer there in front of you. I'm looking at the lineup.
Yeah, a lot of us haven't experienced a Crosstown Classic, probably.
No. A visit to the bank, like I said, a rare event.
You still go there on a regular basis?
I go to the bank once a month, twice a month, maybe.
I have to go to the bank ASAP.
I go to the bank. I like going to the bank.
Isn't it better? It's better.
Service is spectacular.
Yeah, there's no lines anymore.
Yeah, because
everyone has that look like, what are you doing here?
Exactly. Or how can we help you?
And they have coffee and lollipops.
Lollies.
Although, have you tried to open...
Lollies. Dum-dums.
If you try to open an account, like a savings account, my goodness. Since 9/11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We needed a driver's license. I was helping Michael get his, where my name would be off of it finally, because he turned 18. Or 19? I don't even know.
Your name is on his driver's license?
No, on a bank account.
Oh,
so they
needed
a driver's license, and he was on a ticket, and they're like, well, we can't do it. I'm like, are you kidding? My name is on this, too. And they're like, no, we need them both. So we went home and got a passport. Thankfully, we had one of those.
I mean, to give them money.
I know.
Here, take that money and hold it.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's a terrorism thing about...
Opening fake bank accounts?
Well, and diverting funds, too, especially if you have cash, which I did one time. That was a nightmare. Yeah. So,
what do you have to do if you have cash?
Well, you can't have a certain amount.
There's a cutoff on a drug thing there too,
or you have to sign something. No. Yeah,
that's never been my problem.
And if you transfer
money,
if you transfer money from one account to another, they just watch you a lot. I mean, it's not
the drug thing.
It's like when I opened my account over at the Northwestern.
Yeah,
it was called Northwestern Bank, I think.
I never thought about the drug thing because I opened a joint account with El Chapo, and it took us an hour and a half.
That money laundering is a big deal for the feds. Just so you know.
Well, I have to go to the bank because my account was hacked. When we were going on the air a couple days ago, and I got an alert from my bank saying that someone, or do you agree with the fact that $400 cash was taken out of an ATM in California?
And I'm like, you know, hit one for yes, two for no. And then when you hit no, they called. And Bill, you were there. The guy sent me a PIN number because he's like, I said, if you're aware that somebody is using my stuff, why do I have to do it? I finally said, I'm going to call my bank at the 800 number. I'm feeling uncomfortable here. And he was super cool. He goes, totally get it. Call the toll-free number, or you can go into any bank location.
Oh.
But now they canceled my debit card, and I'm without a debit card. You used to be able to go to the bank and get one right then and there at certain locations. And they said they've done away with it because of fraud. People were coming in with fake documentation and getting debit cards made.
Now, so it was hacked in California?
Yeah.
How interesting, since you were just in California.
Yeah, but, I guess.
I wonder if that ties in.
Well, I was there like a month ago.
Yeah, but you probably used your card and someone took your number. Could have happened at a restaurant, anywhere.
I bet Liberace did it.
People do it all. That's the thing. It's so ridiculous. They do it all the time.
I was also at Wizard World, and I purchased some beers, and, you know, it's just these little machines, and I just sometimes wonder, you know, I'm putting my card in here. I'm sure it didn't happen at the Rosemont Convention Center,
right,
but it was just weird that all of a sudden I had used it in places I don't normally use it, and then all of a sudden it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And they deposited money in my account that belongs to someone else, so I have to go to the bank and deal with that, too. How do they make that mistake?
I don't know.
It's your money now.
No, it isn't.
No, it happens. It's a one number off. I mean,
explain to them that it is.
Yeah,
this
really.
I'm going to say it's $1,600.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
I want to say, do I get a finder's fee? This is $1,600, and this is a guy's paycheck that you can deposit by taking a picture of it.
Okay, that's really bad.
That's what scares me. And so this happens, and then breach in California. This has happened within less than a week of each other. I want to say I'm going to go to another bank unless you give me the $1,600.
Right.
Which they won't.
I think that's a fair.
But it scares me.
Keep your money in your top drawer in your office like I do.
Do you guys use Venmo?
No.
See, I just used it yesterday to pay my son $1,200 for his rent.
And my son Michael, who's my name's on his account, he got hacked through Venmo. Honest to God.
You're kidding.
No, there was a
text
for
$200. See, and my son, I didn't want to do it. I was like, I don't like this. I don't like this Venmo I'm texting him.
It's
He's texting me
PayPal.
Back going, okay, Mom, it's totally safe.
Yeah.
So I said, there was two names. I'm like, well, which name do I use of yours? You know, like, what do you have, two accounts, two
fake
emails?
Fake name and professional name.
So he said, finally, I don't know. He probably has two Facebook accounts or something. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe.
But he said, I'm going to request the money. He said, so just accept it. So I did. And then, at the bank, waiting for someone to say, okay, good.
Yeah.
And I said, again, Luke, I got no confirmation.
No verification at all?
And he said, I have the money. Huh. Literally, a split second.
That's pretty cool. But, yeah, Michael.
Well, yeah, but they have my bank account.
Oh.
Yeah, but who? I mean, you know how many people have my bank account? I do. I mean, like, you know, for the apps for Chipotle and stuff. I keep it on there because your banks are so good now. I check pretty much every day. So if something's there that I didn't
charge.
Yeah,
see, I don't do that. So now I'm going to have to with this Venmo, this new magic.
Mm-hmm. But that's, so my son's account with my name on it also, it was like a $200 thing to a cable company that we don't even have. And he noticed it, and a couple hundred on Venmo. So he called the 800 number and they said, you're not responsible for it, whatever. But this is three things that have happened to my account in the last month. That's a problem.
I'm telling you, it happened in California. Someone took your information.
At Universal Studios,
where, you know, you slide. I mean, you hate to say it, but people have your number. You know, when you go to a restaurant, they take your card. That person takes your card and
that
walks away.
On Sopranos, remember?
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, and especially if you're out of town, it will take longer. And the really good banks, because people, I guess, when they steal your information, will do a little purchase first.
Yeah, just to see if it works
without
a hitch.
Yeah, a couple, and that's the key. Then that's the red flag for the companies.
Jude, I remember seeing a guy. I've told you this story. There was this guy who had this business where he bought a bunch of credit card numbers, and every couple months he would charge $1.83 to your account. Because anybody sees a bill for $1.83, they just go, whatever.
Whatever.
And then they move on. He made millions of dollars charging all these people $1.83 every couple of months.
You knew this guy?
No, I didn't know him. I saw him on TV talking about the scam that he figured out.
That's pretty smart.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But my bank does fraud. I was telling Bill also, prior to our trip to L.A., I went to Marshall's and TJ Maxx and bought a ton of stuff for the boys. I was going to have to return half of it. But the bills were like a couple hundred dollars each. No red flags. I go to Target to get munchies for the plane. The bill's $23, and I get a fraud alert. Like, where were you with the $300
exactly.
purchases?
Well, they must know. Something's not right about that $23 one.
Right.
The other ones look
okay.
But
it's so easy. It's just text one if you made this purchase, two
sure.
if you didn't.
Yeah. I love when you're at the gas station, like in Georgia. Are you buying gas at a gas station? The Chase. I love them.
Yeah.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I am.
I know.
Judy, thanks for hanging out.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks
See,
for having
we
me.
Did it.
We made Judy
if we
hang
make
out.
Her have fun.
Right. Then she stays.
Look at the time.
Ah, the time. All right. We'll take a quick break and then close things off. It's Bill and Wendy and WGN. All right, that's it for today's show. We want to thank Liberace for coming by. It's always fun to talk to Lee.
Thank you for having me.
No, even bigger. Thank you for having me.
That's better.
Wow, what a show. All right.
He wasn't gay.
Liberace? No. No, 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 no.
Lee, as people call
Lee.
Him.
Lee. His friends called him Lee, Wendy. Tomorrow, another program scheduled. If I'm reading this right, it'll be the Thursday edition of the Bonus Hour. We hope you'll tune in for that. Until then, thanks for listening. Bye, Wendy.
Toodles.